Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here, you can do that. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio is Ian, Matt,
and Joa.
Lots to talk about in the news tonight, including some very bad Supreme Court decisions, which is usually what you get out of the Supreme Court. You know, usually you get 9 or 20 bad decisions for every one that's kind of okay. So we can talk about that. Plus, we're going to start in a different sort of court, and that is federal court, the lower level, which is where Kyle Rittenhouse is being tried out in, where's the trial actually being held?
Kenosha,
Wisconsin. And, Matt, you've been following that case pretty closely. Mm-hmm. You told us a little bit about what had happened last week, and last week was the first few days, right, of the trial, and now it's a week later, and it's still going on. I believe prosecution has rested its case, and the defense actually called Kyle Rittenhouse to the stand, what was it, yesterday?
Yep.
This is a pretty unusual tactic for a defense to take. In a lot of cases, they don't want the defendant to get on the stand. Any thoughts on why they wanted to put him up there?
I'm not really sure what their strategy was there, but I can tell you the kid went into a full-blown... I mean, he was doing really good holding it all together, and then he started talking about when he was actually getting chased and the turn of events that ended up with him shooting people. Mm-hmm. And right when he started talking about how he was getting cornered and chasing, trying to find a place to go, there's nowhere to go, he just literally fell apart and started choking. He went into a full-blown, like, PTSD-induced anxiety attack. And like, when I watched it happen live, and I was just... Like, of course, the mainstream news is saying he acted it. Look, there's no way that was an act. There was no way he acted that out.
Gee, turns out actually taking other human lives
is traumatic.
Deserved it or not is horribly traumatic.
Completely. And he's a 17-year-old kid, 18-year-old kid when it happens. And
which is about as old as people going into the military killing innocent people.
Jeez,
in the
Middle East. And they're all coming back screwed up, too.
Right.
So what do you know? Maybe it's not good to kill people, and you try to avoid as much as possible. Unfortunately, in Kyle Rittenhouse's case, he's getting chased down the street by a bunch of psychos and doing his best to not appear to be opposing them.
One of them like an actual child rapist?
The one had 5 counts of child molestation.
Another one was like a domestic abuser?
Yeah.
I would say, like, you know, thank you for your service for getting rid of at least one of them.
They got the trash?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically. And the kid's mother just lost it in the audience. She just could not hold it together. It was such a bad time. And that could have actually been, maybe the defense knew that that was going to happen, so they wanted to put him up to actually let it happen and
to show that he's actually a human being, not some
absolutely
sort of,
and it, there was no
killer
way that it was lost on the jury.
Mm-hmm.
So the jury looking onto that and the mother and everybody reaching over to calm down the mother and clearly lots of support in the courtroom, and you know, that type of tactic, I don't think the defense really needed those types of tactics, because the prosecution is basically intentionally losing not intentionally. They just don't they don't have a case.
They're
struggling so hard to create something against them that it's making them look extreme and bad in the courtroom.
Yeah. And, well, that's not a surprise.
Yeah, and on top of that, even the judge, very early on, the judge started getting fed up. And as time has worn on, I mean, the defense has asked, as of yesterday, has asked that a mistrial with prejudice be put on the radar as a possible solution to the hijinks being put forward by the prosecution.
And that was because they brought up like facts that weren't or evidence that wasn't attained by the judge? Is that what it was?
They started interjecting evidence that was not first run past the judge. In fact, they pretended not to know better, but the judge had already basically dismissed that evidence from being put forward in the beginning and said, "No, this isn't viable evidence for this case."
I think they call that attainable is what they use. But
yeah, and so then that what that resulted in was the judge losing his mind, basically threw the jury out and said, "How dare you?" Mm. And even the defense attorney basically said, "Judge, this is a well-seasoned attorney that's prosecuting this case. He knows better. This is baloney. I can't believe this is being allowed. I don't know if he's trying to throw this case in the mistrial on purpose so he can get it retried in a different way or what, but I think you should, I just advise the court to put a mistrial with prejudice on the radar just in case." Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the judge was like, "I will take that under advisement." And, you know, just kind of like, wow. And today.
And you've been watching this thing, right?
Like, yeah. This is being streamed. I had a lot of driving to do in the last 2 days, so I've been watching it in my car a lot as I'm driving. Mm-hmm. Today was just kind of more the same, but the prosecutors kind of mind their P's and Q's, but it's clear that they're also losing really, really bad. It's not even a fair fight. This never should. I think the judge is angry that it ever came into his courtroom in the first place. An arrest in this case should not even have probably been made.
I think this is kind of connected with the other stories, is that anything that they're filming or anything that has been caught on film should be reviewed by police officers before they make an arrest. Yeah. This is on them now. It's like, I think they should be losing, I think qualified immunity shouldn't exist at all, but the way that they act and they respond to these things, they could just be like, "Oh, I'm just going to take a look at this live footage real quick. He's self-defending." It would have been pretty obvious, and like they never should have made a arrest.
Clearly, what's going on, what was happening in that instance was absolutely obvious and clear. And
you're saying that, I mean, it was clear to the people that watched the video, but the politicians who, and police are political, right?
Like, correct.
They are political animals. The chief is usually politically appointed or elected, and the underlings do whatever the chief says.
Right. Right.
So case, wasn't Rittenhouse basically a sacrificial lamb in that, "Whoa, we got to stop, you know, more riots from happening. Look, we arrested him."
Basically, you know, yeah. Kind of look, we're staving off the inevitable, and that's what they're still trying to do with this court case. Yeah.
Isn't that why they're putting it on public view
because it's the only reason.
And you don't see public federal trials like
live on TV.
I can't even get a audio recording device into a federal courthouse.
Right. And this has several different
angles, right?
You know, court TVs in there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that said, I think there may be some, not to be the big conspiracy theorist, but I think they're trying to make Wisconsin burn down completely again, because unrest is good for power junkies.
Yeah, that's
when
true,
the people
yeah.
at the top have unrest, they have more control, and they have every soccer mom in the world going, "Oh my God, they threw a rock at my house. Turn us into a police state and take away my rights immediately, please." So, and that, you know, and that's exactly what they're trying to do. Never let a good crisis go to waste, said Rahm Emanuel.
Yeah.
So,
and he was a city of Chicago mayor.
Yeah, he was also one of Obama's soldiers.
Right. He was the Secretary of State.
Secretary of State.
Now, wasn't there a particular witness on the prosecution side that was one of the folks, I guess, that was shot at by Rittenhouse, but maybe didn't die?
Yeah, he had his arm shot off.
Didn't this guy testify that he was actually raising a gun at Rittenhouse before Rittenhouse did anything about
yes.
it? And, like, approaching him?
Yeah. So the guy basically...
he admitted to being the aggressor.
Yes, he said he had his hands up, but then he pointed his gun down at Rittenhouse, and Rittenhouse shot him, and the prosecution was just, like, face-palming,
Oh my God, the memes out of that one.
Oh my God, I can't believe they did that to our case. I'm glad we put this idiot on the stand, and the guy's a total idiot.
Yeah.
He's a typical Antifa. I mean, he's not a rock star.
Wow.
And I don't want to come off like I'm... You know, Kyle Rittenhouse is an idiot 17, 18-year-old kid. Mm-hmm. He's pie in the sky, thinks he's doing the right thing. He worships the cops. You know, he's in
still?
The... I don't know. I don't know about. I'm kind of people. That's a hard habit.
I know he did. Yeah, I know he did.
Now, you know, after his homies with the badges hung him out to dry. I don't know. You know, they clearly did not make it. And also, those cops can also just kick the can up the chain and say, "Well, we were ordered to make this. We didn't want to arrest Kyle, but we were forced to because it came down from the top.
You know, just doing our jobs.
Just doing our jobs. Doing everything we're told. We're robots with no souls, no personalities."
We got more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. You want to weigh in on the Rittenhouse trial or whatever else happens to be on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
you want to join us, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. And that is where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. And now's a good time to do it. Bitcoin just hit another all-time high, I think yesterday or the day before that.
Beautiful.
Like 68,000.
Did almost, it really?
Almost 69. I think it was like 68.9, basically. Mm. Very, very close. Getting closer to 69, then 70, and then, you know, we're on our way to 100,000, I think.
Mm. These are still the early days. These are still the early days.
Yeah,
so.
I think they are. If you want to learn, but we can't predict the future. We don't know what's going to happen. But if you look at the past, things are looking pretty good, looking pretty bright for cryptocurrency. So go learn the basics. Hit get started at the top of the page over at Bitcoin.com, and you can watch the first introductory video there. It'll take all of about 3 minutes of your time. There are more videos should you wish to dig in deeper. You can do that there at Bitcoin.com. Plus, they've got the latest news headlines on their news site updated every single day over at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. It's Ian, Matt, and Joa here in the studio tonight. We're talking about the Kyle Rittenhouse trial that is still going on. Apparently, defense is still calling witnesses. You know, are any other highlights from maybe the defense case so far besides them calling Kyle Rittenhouse to the stand and him breaking down under the difficulties of recalling killing people?
The prosecution has brought forward like their professional forensic photograph and video analyst type people. Mm-hmm. And apparently it's common practice for them, in order to blow up a picture, like to make it bigger, some more visible, or a piece of video, is they'll blow it up and then they'll fill in some stuff with colors and try to accentuate shadows.
That doesn't
and things.
Sound very honest.
And, well, it doesn't to me either. And apparently it's very common practice. It seems like there's a lot of artistic license that could go on into that, if you know what I mean, if they really wanted to. The defense was kind of jumping on that, too. Problem to me, as far as I can see, it looks like that's common practice, so they're going to have a hard time fighting anything on that grounds, because it seems like that's another day at the office for these picture manipulators.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And they're basically cops who are professional picture manipulators, and that's what they do in evidence cases, is they'll take a photograph program, put the photo or video into it, blow it up, and then try to smooth it out. So one of the photos they're trying to say is Kyle Rittenhouse pointing his AR-15 at some people earlier on in the night, but it's so blurry that you can hardly tell that it's vaguely green on the top-ish with some vaguely skin tone-ish colors and a vaguely white possible cap with a vaguely dark shadow that could be a gun pointing it. So, and it's like, you know,
they're really reaching.
Yeah, they really, really, really are reaching. And the judge, to his credit, he's been fair and impartial, and he has not taken any crap that may have gone past a lot of other judges, and he seems to be not really a good old boy. He seems to be like a believer in law and order and justice and the, you know, the court system and stuff. This doesn't appear to be like a Ross Ulbricht judge situation. Like that was a clearly corrupt owned judge. This doesn't appear to be that. A problem with this guy is he definitely, Jesus definitely owes him $20 from way back when, and he's to me. So this guy's really old. And unfortunately, they had to try to explain what pixels were.
Oh, jeez. My God.
And he said, well, you're right, I don't necessarily understand the pickles.
don't explain to him NFT images.
So he may have a little bit of that going, but he... To his credit, he got down off the stand, off the judge's perch, and came down and looked at some 4K, a giant 4K big screen television, and tried to take a closer look and understand what they were talking about. Oh, so they're coloring these parts in? And so they're trying to decide whether this stuff should be admitted into evidence now. And so the prosecution's still trying to put stuff into evidence. Like, guys, there was a time for that.
Case is over.
Yeah, what are you doing? But there's a lot of charges against the kid. You know, that's what the system does. They don't charge you with, a homicide or two or three, they try, no, just they in case they lose it, they load it down. They try to find every single
charge
law
not tying
or
the shoes.
Code or you name the regulation that you may have crossed, and they're putting that on the list. And one way or the other, they're going to try to hang you.
You know, one thing they didn't get him for? Jaywalking.
They didn't get him for jaywalking.
Oh, true.
But they did bring in things like that. He did admit to driving without a license because he had to go to work. And they made him say, oh, so you were just driving without a driver's license? You think you could just do that?
Well, then he may face state charges.
Yeah,
it should have been like, no, I was traveling.
Yeah, right. And then the kid's like, well, I had to go to work. I had to go to work, you know. So, and, you know, when they're saying, you have an AR-15 rifle, and they're trying to, you know, they were talking about, you know, the difference between hollow points, which he wasn't shooting hollow points, and they were talking about the damage of hollow points and how damaging they are, which...
Objection. Relevance.
Total. But the problem is nobody in that courtroom understands what hollow points do, and there's a difference between pistol hollow points and rifle hollow points, and the purpose of both is different. The purpose of a rifle hollow point is to make the bullet more accurate and stable in flight due to aerodynamic properties caused by the hollowness of the point, whereas a hollow point pistol round is meant to mushroom and dump all of its mass and energy into wherever it hits instead of continuing on like a full metal jacket might continue through the target and hurt somebody else.
Would you say it's fair to say that the vaporization of his bicep is because it was a short range?
Yeah, I'm sure that I bet there was still, I wouldn't doubt if there was some cauterization on that wound considering how close range he was. That bullet came out, hit him just point blank.
Right.
So there's probably some fire coming out of that barrel.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's the blast more so than the bullet
possibly
causing a lot more damage.
Yeah. I wouldn't doubt. That's actually a good point when you think about it. But, yeah, I could see the bullet making a hole and then the pressure from the actual barrel coming through after it and blowing actually blowing some air in there, too.
Makes sense.
But that was a nasty wound. I mean, that kid's arm fell in half at above the wrist.
Is that the one that's still alive or did he die?
He's still alive. He testified.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a clown. And he's the one that destroyed the prosecution, trotted him up there, and then he destroyed the
prosecutor's face palming after he said it.
It was so epic.
Yeah, he basically admitted to being the aggressor in the situation, and
absolutely.
Kyle Rittenhouse was defending himself against him.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, no question, no doubt about
not
it
at all.
From what he said.
Right. You're on the ground, someone's pointing a handgun at you, and I have an AR? You better believe I'm going
to
be using it.
And they tried to, you know, put it on Kyle that, you know, why didn't you have a pistol? Why did you have to have an AR-15? Why didn't you get a pistol or a shotgun?
Objection, relevance.
Yeah, well, he said, well, he did answer it. He said, well, they did. I wanted a shotgun, but they actually didn't have any shotguns, and they did have an AR-15, and my friend has one. I know that it works good, and that's what they had, and I'm not old enough to own a pistol yet. So I was only able to get the AR-15.
So he's very knowledgeable about his rights before going into
the basically,
situation.
Yeah. I mean, I think he may have gotten a few interstate laws. You know, it's hard to keep everything. They live right on a border.
Is he facing local charges? Is
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
There could be some political problems with that, too, because the area he lives in is definitely very pro-gun. So,
all right, we got more coming up here. If you want to join us, the number is 603-283-6160. Whether you want to weigh in on the Kyle Rittenhouse trial as it continues to develop, any idea how long this is
going
to go?
No idea. They're going back in on Monday. We know that much.
All right, there's more coming up, and the number if you want to join us again, 603-283-6160, plus we get some bad Supreme Court rulings to talk about on the way. Project Veritas' founder, he got raided over the weekend.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden hitting the road to highlight his infrastructure bill that was signed late last week. The White House saying Biden will visit a bridge in Woodstock, New Hampshire on Tuesday. Biden set to sign a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill on Monday. Gas prices continue to rise in the United States, with Americans on average paying a dollar more per gallon than they did last year. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells Fox News Democrats are hoping for gas prices to continue to go up.
They want gasoline to be $4 or $5 a gallon to get people out of their pickup trucks, sure, their SUVs, into small electric compact vehicles or bicycles or scooters or subways. This is the design of Joe Biden and the Democrats' policy to shut down oil and gas production in this country.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. The president of China isn't going anywhere. The leaders of China's Communist Party are set to extend his rule again next year, formally giving him a third five-year term as a party general secretary. Ohio Congressman Mike Turner tells Fox Business people should be concerned about China's recent aggression.
Now that we see this military buildup and their more aggressiveness in the area, they just did a military exercise with Russia and China where they circled Japan, threatening our ally Japan. It really gives us all concern as to what direction China is really going and what does it mean for the future for the United States.
And if you're looking to snag some great deals, if you are a veteran, on this Veterans Day, Outback Steakhouse is giving military veterans and active personnel a free blooming onion and a Coca-Cola product. Olive Garden also providing veterans and active duty military a free entree from a select menu Thursday. The offer is dine-in only. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you can bring up anything you want. Coming up, some bad news from the Supreme Court. Joey, you had a story. I had one that was completely different. Both of them, bad news. We'll get into that coming up here. Ian, Matt, and Joey in the studio. But you need to know about the BitBox. If you're into cryptocurrency, you know by now, or at least you should know, that keeping your crypto on a centralized exchange is the worst thing you can possibly do. The second worst thing you can do is, if you're starting to gather like a lot of cryptocurrency, you know, a significant amount, whatever you consider that to be, you don't want to keep it all on your phone. So you might want to consider looking into hardware wallets, specifically the BitBox. And why are we talking about the BitBox? It's because they're doing something different than some of the other hardware wallets out there. The BitBox is completely open source. And what you can do is you can go to box.freetalklive.com. You can order your own BitBox there. Use code FTL to save 5%. We're also going to be giving one away, so here's how you can enter our BitBox giveaway. All you got to do is subscribe to our Odyssey channel over at video.freetalklive.com, and then toot out a screenshot of your subscription to Aria on our social media server, which you can find at social.freetalklive.com. So there's a couple hoops you got to jump through there, but you could win a BitBox. So if you want to, check it out over at box.freetalklive.com. That is the BitBox.
at box.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Michael, or sorry, Noel. Noel, you're on the line in Manchester, New Hampshire. Go ahead.
Hey, everybody. How's everything going?
Good.
Good. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight?
So I've been trying to, ever since I moved to Manchester from the Freetail project,
You're kind of a little bit muffled there. You sounded good at the very beginning of the call, and then something changed with your phone.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, much better now. Go ahead.
Sorry about that. So ever since I moved here from New York via the Free State Project, I've been trying to get into more, you know, Bitcoin and all of those alternative monetizations. And I've been trying to use different exchanges like Coinbase, and I ran into, Robinhood, which is a disaster, and now I'm working with a Trust Wallet, and I'm having issues with moving the money from one exchange wallet to another exchange wallet, and I was told by a friend of mine, Josh, that maybe you guys would know better how to manage or maneuver that.
Well, I mean, we can't give you like step-by-step tech support or anything like that here. Obviously, we're just doing a talk radio show. But when you say you're having issues moving from one exchange to another, what do you mean the issue is? The exchange is just refusing to allow you to withdraw?
Yeah, well, that's one. And then the information, like, there's not a whole lot of education when it comes to this. Like, it's either you know or you don't know, and people like myself who
takes time.
You know, technical, it's kind of like walking through a landmine, and when you try to go to their, you know, informational website, it's kind of designed so that, you know, it's easy to put in the money, but getting it out.
Yeah. So you'll hear, you're in luck because you are a New Hampshire friend. There is a number of people, like any number of people, who will help you figure that out in New Hampshire. There are regular Bitcoin crypto meetups.
I believe Manchester has the longest running meetup, like one of the longest running on the planet.
Yeah.
Like hundreds of.
Go attend that and tell people what your problem is. Somebody there's going to help you figure it out.
Yeah. Bring a laptop.
Yep.
And, you know, have your login information. And just literally pull up your account, and somebody will be more than happy to look over your shoulder and say, oh, yeah, I've seen what this is. I know how this to deal with this. But just as a general statement, yeah, I think what you've observed is correct, Noel, is that a lot of these centralized servers or these centralized exchange houses like Coinbase, they don't want you to withdraw the crypto. They want to put hoops in front of you. They, you need to do more. Know your customer before we can let you have this Bitcoin.
Yeah.
You need to show your ID again. You need to show us this. You need to show us that. Where did you get the money? Where did you? They've got all kinds of questions.
People have got to get away from those exchanges.
Yeah.
Got to get away.
I'm dying to, man. I even got like the Coinbase the card, and I was looking at it. I was like, oh, you can only use $100 a week. or if you want, I'm like, who the hell does that?
That's chump change. I mean, what are you going to buy for $100?
Yeah, exactly. Or like, let's say you hit the golden ticket and you make a whole bunch of money. Well, you can only transfer $25,000 per day or per week out of the exchange. I'm like, this sounds really weird. Like, yeah, we'll take your money, and if you lose it, it's on you. But God forbid you make anything. No, we're going to hold on to it.
Yeah, what you're running into, unfortunately, is the United States regulatory system. So the federal government is coming down like a ton of bricks on these exchanges.
They are afraid.
And they don't want to go to prison, right? They don't want to have an armed group of men smashing in their windows at 6 in the morning.
Bag wife beaters.
Like happened here at the Crypto 6 raids earlier this year. They actually did that to us, the federal government. It, you know, destroyed our studio here, which is also my home, and the homes of other co-hosts here on Free Talk Live, all over alleged Bitcoin stuff. You know, they say, oh, well, we didn't ask for their permission, so now they get to point guns at us.
I actually heard about that. I was actually going to go over to have this similar conversation with a couple of you guys, and then a friend of mine said, oh, yeah, they got raided because of Bitcoin. I'm like, what? That's, yeah.
So that's why these companies, they put in all this stuff. They go overboard, too. Like, they go beyond what they're required to do. By
In the name of not getting stomped on by the boot, they want to lick it extra hard.
Correct.
I call it deep throating the boot.
Yeah, they're deep throating that boot.
Exactly.
They want to show off their lack of gag reflex to that boot.
And Coinbase is one of the worst of the worst of all of them. They are just like that. They go to D.C. They try to schmooze it up with politicians and regulators. And they want to get cozy with them because they actually want to write the regulations. Coinbase is like the big bank of Bitcoin out there.
Fed.
And they want to be in control of whatever regulations come because they can afford to jump through the hoops. But they know that a newbie coming in, like just wanting to open up a new exchange or something like that, won't have as many attorneys. They won't have the billions of dollars on hand. And basically, Coinbase wants to keep those people out of the marketplace. So, yeah, they make it difficult to withdraw. And unfortunately, the only thing that you can probably do is just jump through whatever their hoops are. You mentioned Robinhood, which is a stock trading app. Do they even allow withdrawals? I remember hearing that they don't even allow people to withdraw at all from.
That was a huge issue when the AMC GameStop, and then when they started getting into Dogecoin, that was a big issue. But they weren't allowing anybody to withdraw because they couldn't keep up with the. They have to go and talk to the transaction people. They didn't have enough money to compensate, so they stopped everybody from withdrawing because they would have gone bankrupt.
It's sort of like fiat money in a bank, you know, like the bank doesn't have all the money. They allocated it all out, and when there goes a run on a bank, there's none there.
Yeah, nothing to take out.
You've made a bunch of customers upset. That's exactly what Coinbase is doing. It's funny because you mentioned the Dogecoin. Coinbase is like pushing hard on the Doge.
Hmm.
And I'm like, oh, God, people.
Yeah, you know, 100 years ago, people had to put their cash under the mattress. And I recommend you do the exact same thing with your cryptocurrency, except the reasoning is different because now there's no reason to have a bank in the first place anymore.
Right.
Cryptocurrency, the purpose of cryptocurrency is you can have your own bank right on your phone. You don't have to have, those exchanges, what we call those are called custodial wallets. That means somebody else is in custody of your crypto.
And they'll give it to you only if they feel like it, basically.
Yeah, it's not really yours if you don't have it in your hand. So, and this bank run analogy that Joe is making is on the money because if you go to get it and they won't give it to you, then do you really own it at all?
But I think your suggestion was the best, Matt, is get connected. You're there in Manchester. There's a great group of crypto people out there. Talk to Josh, who sent you our direction, and say, where's the meetup? I want to come to this meetup.
Yeah, go find the meetups.
Because I don't know where it is offhand.
If you want to, come over to Keene and come to our meetups.
Yeah, we have them
here. Heck yeah.
And they're happening every single week. So, Noel, thanks for the call tonight. Good luck. And I can definitely appreciate that there is a learning curve. You know, it can be overwhelming.
It's acquired.
Download a wallet. Move your stuff onto it as soon as you can.
Absolutely. We all make mistakes, too, so.
Indeed. So keep your mistakes small when it comes to cryptocurrency in the beginning. More coming up here. It's Free Talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Whatever's on your mind, the number here is 603-283-6160. At 603-283-6160 in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian,
Matt, and Joa.
We've been talking about the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. We got some really bad Supreme Court decisions on the way to share with you. Plus, a caller just a moment ago calling in about the frustrations of trying to use Bitcoin exchanges like Coinbase as a new user and basically being blocked at every turn from just simply being able to withdraw what he thinks is his cryptocurrency. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. 603-283-6160. We've actually got somebody tipped us 420 on, looks like, I believe this was Twitch. And PinKing554 says, quote, people need to learn that Kyle's judge is trying to be unbiased as possible, but when the prosecution keeps violating rulings and Kyle's constitutional rights, which they have done twice, this judge is close to using mistrial with prejudice, which, as you mentioned earlier, Matt, is something that could, you know, it could happen. Whether or not it will is another question, but... You know, it's nice to actually have a judge attempt to at least appear unbiased, because a lot of these federal judges.
I gotta give him the credit, man. The guy he seems very unbiased, mm-hmm. and he seems like an old truth and justice attorney, like the system works and we have to stand by the rule of law, and you know that kind of guy.
He's old enough to where he's not trying to move up anymore, right?
Right. Like, yeah,
he's
yeah,
just,
yeah. He doesn't
look at it that way, but you're probably right.
His ivory tower is big enough?
Well, yeah, but a lot of these judges want to move up the chain, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, oh, they got this is a stepping stone to get to the appeals court, and then to get to the Supreme Court, and then to, you know, get elected or something like
Which is probably why he never got out of Kenosha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because he's not ambitious.
He won't play ball and do Ross Ulbricht things to people.
Yeah. So I don't know. Is there anything else that you wanted to share from your observations on this?
No. Tomorrow is another day, and then Monday. Tomorrow they're going to do some, I think, administrative type stuff, and then on Monday it's going to kick back into full swing again. He warned the prosecution tonight about going too overboard. He says that he cited some ancient federal judge that he lived across the street from that said that the more a person's butt hurts, the less their brain works. So if you're going to make a juror sit there and listen to you yammer on for 2.5 hours, they're probably not going to go along with whatever you're trying to sell them. So he did warn the prosecution about that, and he mentioned that he thinks they should keep it to 1.5 hours, and the defense chimed in. We're good with that. 1.5 hours, fine. That's good. We can shut it down.
We're talking about closing statements?
Closing statements,
okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Like the argument and just presenting the case one more time before everybody goes to deliberate.
Right. So if you want to weigh in, welcome to join us here, 603-283-6160. Let's change gears to the Supreme Court. Joe, you had a story you wanted to share tonight.
Yeah, this comes from Reason.com. The Supreme Court declines to determine if you have the First Amendment right to film the police. It's really, like, it hits my heart because, like, that's what I do. Yeah. And so, like,
you're a First Amendment auditor.
That's correct.
Your channel is Breaking the Flaw. It's Odyssey.
Yep.
And it's also on YouTube.
Yeah, it's on YouTube, too. But Odyssey won't be censoring me.
Nice.
So. So Denver cops received qualified immunity after performing a warrantless search on a man's tablet and trying to delete a video he took of them beating a suspect.
Hmm.
You know, this is more often than not, and I think they can get away with this stuff.
This sounds like they're getting away with it.
This is my shocked face.
Well, seeing the SCOTUS is not touching it. I think this is really a telltale sign of what they believe in.
Now, my question is, are they not touching it because it's already well established that there's no expectation of privacy in a public place and the cops should expect to be recorded?
No. So, as you go on with the story here, whenever a Supreme Court rejects a case, whenever they refuse to hear a case, it upholds the lower court's decision. So the lower court's decision, as I understand it, is right here in the headline. The cops got qualified immunity after searching this guy's tablet and deleting or attempting to delete a video of them beating the suspect.
Right.
So the question would have been, should those police have gotten the qualified immunity for what they did? And the Supreme Court is saying, essentially, yes, they should, because they're not taking the case.
Well, sir, they didn't make any statement.
No,
but
they didn't make any statement, but not taking the case essentially makes the statement that they're okay with what the appeals court said.
Yeah, I feel like this is something that maybe they just don't want to touch because it's such a high. This is really important. This is probably one of the most important things when it comes to the First Amendment, and that's filming cops.
Or any government bureaucrat.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
But specifically cops, because they're the ones that go hands-on. Bureaucrats, they typically are not even supposed to be hands-on. So this is really interesting. But the Supreme Court has just refused to hear a case at the nexus of the police abuse of the First Amendment. Declined to consider a petition from a man who says his free speech rights were violated when a group of cops searched his tablet without a warrant and attempted to delete a video he took, right? But it goes on with the officers of the Denver Police Department. Cornered Levi Frazier, I guess he's the subject in this case, and won the petition, in the summer of 2014 after they noticed he had recorded an altercation moments prior. The video shows a cop punching a suspect in the face 6 times while executing an arrest over an alleged drug deal. Okay, another victimless crime.
Mm-hmm.
And the man had a sock in his mouth that the cops thought was contraband, and it captured a different officer throwing a woman to the ground by her ankle. And that's when she approached the scene screaming. Upon noticing Frazier, Denver Police Department Officer Russell Bothwell shouted, "Camera!" And the group proceeded to harass him for the footage.
Oh my God! It's like they he probably screams it way worse than like gun. No, he's like, oh my God, camera. Like, you know,
same thing happened when we went through. I mean, they didn't attack us, but something similar happened when we rolled through the Border Patrol checkpoint, the internal checkpoint up in Woodstock, New Hampshire. We'd come down from Forkfest and or the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It was like five or six of us in a car, and all of us had, you know, as many cameras as we could possibly have. So, like, I'm hanging out the window with a camera, and then there's the dash cam. The driver's got his cell phone camera, and they had been setting up these checkpoints every year in the same spot. So we knew it was there. We knew where it was going to be. And so we went down there, and sure enough, like, some agent yells out camera at the top of his lungs, and, you know, they've got a different way to behave, right? Like, they, if there's a camera around, they're going to not do what they normally do. So,
well,
in this
case,
they're going to target the cameraman that you're talking
about. Of course. Well, we could do this the easy way, or we could do this the hard way.
Oh, boy.
Officer Christopher L. Evans reportedly said, pointing to his squad car, as in the back seat, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
either you hand
vaguely
this over,
arrest, wanting to give arrest.
Right. Either you hand the device over so we can take it and delete your footage, or we're going to arrest you. That was the suggestion he was making there.
Yes, and this is like, here's the whole point of everything that's going on here, is that these officers were given qualified immunity, a legal doctrine that allows a slew of state actors to infringe on your rights if the way they went about doing so had not specifically been ruled unconstitutional by the Supreme Court or the same federal circuit. So this is where we need SCOTUS, and I don't really care what they say. The First Amendment is the First Amendment, and that's. I would like to think that I'm going to give the SCOTUS a benefit of doubt. They just like point to the First Amendment, and that's how they should have responded. And
well,
why
there's
they
no reason
take this
to give
case.
Them the benefit of the doubt, because they specifically didn't take this case, so they wouldn't have to make a ruling on this question, and so therefore, any cops that do the same exact thing in the future have no. There's no. Oh well, there's no Supreme Court ruling on this question. Well, there could have been, but they refused to hear the case.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And it really, this article goes on and on about what it's all about, but I want to read this one other part here. It's the judicial decisions, and I quote, judicial decisions are only valid interpretive source of the content of clearly established law. Whatever training the officers received concerning the First Amendment was irrelevant to the clearly established law inquiry, wrote Judge Jerome A. Holmes of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Tenth Circuit. With the High Court's rejection today, that ruling will remain intact. So,
not good.
Yeah, it's not good.
So, the moral of that story is the government does not serve its intended purpose, its stated purpose. It's not doing what it tells us it does. You're not protected, and you need to go against it. And if it's against the law to point a camera at a cop, you do it anyway. And upload that film, that video, as fast as possible up through a VPN to Library Odyssey, so it's there forever and nobody can ever take it down and nobody will ever know where it came from. No proof. Make sure you get bad guys on camera, even if the law says you're not allowed to get bad guys on camera.
The camera protects people, and they don't like that, and that's
why they don't want it there. Yeah, right. That's why they want to stop it.
They hide in the dark because they are not creatures of light.
That's why they shout out the word camera as though a guy's drawing a gun. Like, it's that important to them.
Yep.
In fact, it's even more dangerous to them.
Can you just stop calling them cops and just start calling them white beaters?
There's more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts. We'll dig in deeper on
spouse
this.
Spouse abuser.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.